Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us live on the line right now, Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown. We're talking about the big announcement yesterday regarding 201 Ellicott Street. Mayor, thanks so much for joining us. First off, and wanted to just get started with talking about this project. It's been in the works for some time. There's so much interest. How, I guess, is it fair to say a relief for you, or is it just more excitement that you're seeing all this progress being made now and this kind of getting off the ground as you head toward 2021?
Good morning, Brian. Well, certainly it is really very exciting. It's more progress in downtown Buffalo, more development, more job creation, more services that people who live downtown, who work downtown, and who visit downtown want to see in downtown Buffalo, with Bray Miller Market coming to downtown, a grocer that has more than 70 years of experience in Western New York.
It's a new development in this thing that's kind of had a few stages of that. We heard about Tops and an Orchard Fresh Market there before. Now it's Bray Miller Market that's going to be occupying the site. What have been some of the challenges in getting this off the ground? Because when it was announced in 2015, I know you were looking for hopefully an expedited process.
We always try to move development projects quickly, but our main goal with any development that we announce is to get it done. So while others might put timelines on, you know, when it should get done, our main overriding goal is to get the project done, and we're very pleased that this project is moving forward. A lot of complications. Cost is always a complication. What was originally proposed was going to be substantially at a higher cost. This project is $50 million. We're very pleased by that. It's 201 affordable housing units in downtown Buffalo, keeping our downtown affordable. And it is a market that is the right fit for downtown at the right time. So we are incredibly excited by this project moving forward. It's similar to the Webster Block, when that was a surface parking lot that the city owned, and we were able to turn it into the Harbor Center, now owned by the Buffalo Sabres, and a over $200 million development on that land. 201 Ellicott, surface parking lot owned by the city. Now we're going to turn it into a more than $50 million tax-paying development where 65 people will go to work, and we will have a market in downtown Buffalo.
You mentioned that aspect of affordable or market-based housing. What do you think of that shift from going from more high-end, maybe in some of the earlier discussions, to now Simonelli saying affordable housing is part of this?
You know, I'm very pleased by that. We have a lot of high-end housing in downtown Buffalo. We have housing for people that are more in the middle income in downtown Buffalo. And to get more affordable housing, to make sure that a mix of incomes can live in our downtown, I think is a really good thing. The other great thing about this is where Bray Miller will be positioned at 201 Ellicott is right on the edge of the east side of Buffalo as well. So this will not only serve the downtown Buffalo community, but it will serve parts of the east side Buffalo community. So what this does for development in the city and providing services to city residents is phenomenal.
Does that say anything about high-end housing in Buffalo, that maybe we've reached a peak of the amount of, you know, high-end apartments and condos that the city can hold at this point?
We want to have people with a mix of incomes living in the city of Buffalo. So we certainly want to have upper income residents in the city, middle income residents, working class residents, people who are looking for workforce housing that might be lower income living in the city. So our plan for housing in Buffalo is to provide for a mix of incomes. So I don't think we have satisfied the demand for high-end housing, and we certainly haven't satisfied the demand for affordable housing. And as we go forward, we will continue to bring a variety of housing options into the marketplace so no one is closed out of the opportunity to live in the city of Buffalo, which is going through an incredible transformation. Right now, the city is where people want to be. We see so many individuals moving back into Buffalo from the suburbs. We see with jobs being created in the city, people coming from other states that want to live in downtown, people coming from New York, Chicago, L.A., and where they want to be is in the urban center.
When this project was first talked about, a parking ramp was talked about as part of that. Is that still part of the plans of the vision for this block? And if not, where might those parking spots that are there now migrate to? Where do you see people who might park at 201 Ellicott moving around to?
Well, parking will not be part of this current vision for the 201 Ellicott project. We believe that some of that parking will be absorbed in other areas of downtown. One of the things that we did with the new downtown parking plan is we were able to open up over 700 new downtown parking spaces, many of which did not exist before in downtown Buffalo, areas that were designated for no parking areas, that were no standing. We have been able to convert more than 700 of those areas into parking. So that will, a lot of the parking will be absorbed right into the downtown as on-street parking. We continue to study our parking needs in downtown. But one of the things that we recognize with autonomous vehicles coming into the marketplace, with more ride-sharing options coming into the marketplace, with millennials, with younger members of our community, looking at alternate modes of transportation, people not being as interested in driving cars, we don't believe that we will need the same number of parking spaces in downtown Buffalo. So again, our plan calls for supporting a variety of options. So certainly we will still have to have available parking, but we'll also need to accommodate ride sharing. We'll need to study how the potential of our autonomous vehicles will impact people's travel into downtown Buffalo and other areas of the city of Buffalo. So I think right now we are prepared for this parking that was originally proposed not to go online in downtown Buffalo. There are other options that we've been able to create, and in the coming weeks and months, we will be announcing other work that the city is doing to create even more options that our traveling public are looking for in downtown Buffalo.
All right, and we look forward to that. That's Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown. Thanks again, Mayor, for joining us, talking about 201 Ellicott, the future of that project.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.